Right, welcome to episode number one of The Betting Ring, the new podcast for everything betting. Mainly focused on horse racing, but we will do other sports along the way. We do have some golf experts in the group from time to time. Also, football bets. We'll be doing a £10 both teams to score fourfold every episode over the weekend's games, and we'll build the kitty throughout the season. Folks, welcome to the show. My co-host here.
Hi, Jordan. How are we doing? Yeah, looking forward to this. Brand new podcast. Anyone who's interested in horses and golf and football, as you're saying, we've also got a dog expert that we may try and talk into coming on here.
Someday.
And he is he's super good at the dogs, particularly forecasts, etc. So,
yeah.
You know, like Jordan says, it's a new thing. Let's hope everyone enjoys it, and we'll go from there.
Well, this... timed it well, this first episode, because we've got the November Cheltenham meeting coming up, Paddy Power meeting, and we're going.
We are. 36 of us are going.
36 hooligans heading up to Cheltenham.
I wouldn't say hooligans.
No, to hopefully nick some money off the bookmakers up there, which would be great. Starting with the meeting, we'll go straight into the first big feature race. Should be a pretty easy one. There's only four runners, surprise, surprise. And that's the Schlur Chase. John Bond, 2-5. Edward Stone 9-2, Boot Hill 9-1, and Unexpected Pie at 25s. It's pretty simple, isn't it? Who wins this one?
Whilst it's easily the most likely winner, as the prices suggest, if there was a time where John Bond will ever get beat by Edward Stone, it's Saturday on fast ground, which suits Edward Stone. And maybe John Bond might be 80-85% ready. Should still win. He beats Edward Stone every time nearly that he runs against him easily. But it wouldn't surprise me greatly if Edward Stone did beat him on this occasion.
And Henderson's are not running great at the moment, are they?
Not running great. Alan Kings have just run into a bit of form. To me, the other two are non-runners. Just,
yep.
You know, Boot Hills, soft ground horse, Unexpected Party, 2 miles, I don't think so, somehow.
Yeah.
Good horse in his own right. He was a horse I'd backed before for 2.5 mile and 3 mile chases anti-post, but yeah. Not for me, 2 miles. He only ran last week, so I'm guessing it's a day out for the owners and a bit of third or fourth place prize money.
Yeah, and a non-betting race or worth a forecast go?
Non-betting, completely oh, yeah. Non-betting, yeah.
I agree with that. John Bond probably should win, but as you say, if there's any time for Edward Stone to turn up, this could be the one. That's the feature race on the Friday. There is one more race on the Friday that I've selected here, and that's the Albert Bartlett Novices Hurdle. Three-horse race, two-horse race. Potter's Charm for Twist and Davies, and we've also got Valgrand for the Skeltons. And then the other horse in there that everybody had high hopes for, Gail Marler, who didn't show up last time, got beat 17 lengths at Cheltenham on the fast ground by Valgrand. What are your thoughts on this one?
Gail Marler, no chance for me.
Yeah.
Literally on form, annihilated by Valgrand. Valgrand was visually very impressive. And he'll get his own way in front and try and draw the sting out of Potter's Charm. But I listened to a racing show the other night, and the guy seemed to have some sort of an in with Twist and Davis, and they think the world of this Potter's Charm. It's only his collateral form at Worcester isn't good enough to beat Valgrand, probably.
Mm.
But Valgrand's officially rated a pound higher, rather, but sort of almost perversely gives Potter's Charm £2. One's got a £5 penny, one's got a £7 penalty. But if Valgrand got in any sort of rhythm like he did the other day, he's going to be hard to catch. He reminds me of a horse called Make a Stand of Martin Pipes, that won the champion hurdle, gone from the front, little bonny horse, jump to jump. It's very hard to pick between the two for me.
Mm. I think Valgrand edges this simply because he's one on good ground, and I've not seen a horse put in that good around a jumping in a long time.
Agreed.
Especially around Cheltenham. And reading on Potter's Charm's last run, he hit a few of the hurdles, specifically hit the last one. He hit the last hurdle. But he was ridden out and stayed on well that day. But I think in these waters, with Valgrand jumping as well as he's done before, I think Valgrand will edge that. And I mean, the market suggests Valgrand has shortened, 6-4 now. Potter's Charm also shortened, though, in at evens, even 10-11 in some places. I think Valgrand wins this one, personally.
The one thing that might swing it for Valgrand is on the new course as well, which is more of a speed course than the old course. So forced, gun to my head, Valgrand, wouldn't be surprised, but light years back to the third for me.
Yeah, I agree. Gail Marler, gone, as they say.
Already not an gone. Earthly.
Not an earthly. Famous Johnny Dineen quote, that
correct.
One. That's the Friday. I think that's a good day's races. We'll spend in the bookies getting ready for our trip going up on the Saturday, early morning on the coach. And then we're into our big feature race on the Saturday with Paddy Power Gold Cup. And I've got a stat for you here that I've found. 8 of the last 12 winners have carried 11 stone or less. However, as we know, Protectorat is still in this race and Harry Skelton is booked to ride. And as he's rated 167, he's keeping the weights down. So Ginny's Destiny coming in off a mark of 155 will carry 11-2. Every chance.
Ginny's. He could certainly be competitive in a handicap off 155. Your stat about carrying less than 11 stone 2 is because it is backed up by the fact that this race is quite often won by a horse just out of novice company. So he's rated on his novice form.
Yeah.
And many of them will win this race and then rate higher. So Stage Star, for instance, £14 higher than when he won this race last year.
Yeah.
Brings me on to GA Law, who won this off 140 or 141 2 years ago, when we were all on.
Yeah.
And he's as low as 5-1, I think, now, and yet he's £15 higher for me.
Yeah.
Not a chance.
No.
At the point of handicapping. His jumping's not great. Snowden's horses are running well, and Gavin Sheehan would be the perfect jockey for him. He's riding out of his skin, but certainly GA Law, not for me.
No.
And it pains me to say that because, you know, we had a nice touch on him 2 years ago.
Yep.
Il Redotto, another one, regular in these races, just doesn't win often enough. And
I think I like Il Redotto.
Okay.
I like Il Redotto. And I only say, as you say, he's a regular in these races. He was third last year behind Stage Star. And he was rated 144, carrying 10 stone 5. This time rated 138, carrying 9 stone 13. I think he's
got to
be...
That's taken into consideration Freddie's claim.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think he's got to be... Oh, no, he gets another £3 off that.
He's 141 with 3 off.
Oh, with 3 off, yeah.
Making 138, yeah.
Yeah. He's got to be in the frame off that mark.
Not for me.
No?
And I don't... I also think it's a bit of a myth that Henderson is now back in form. Henderson's first time out horses continue to disappoint. What he had at Wincanton was a few second time outs, which have markedly improved for their first run. Generally, they were starting out at Chepstow.
Mm.
But I don't think it's enough to say Henderson's horses are back in form.
Not at all.
No, not for me, sir.
No, no. Okay. That was Il Redotto.
Mm.
Nichols' horse.
Yeah. Not for me, yeah. Imagine's been well backed.
Yeah,
the great Harry Derham can't seem to do a thing wrong.
Overbacked, I would say. His horses in general. They're always relatively.
You end up backing his horses at wrong prices, a bit like the Skeltons a few years ago.
Yeah.
And it's happening now with James Owen as well.
Yeah, I see that.
I would say, you know, whilst their trainer's in great form, I'd be. Where we're backing some of their horses at the prices. But, you know, they're both masters, certainly at getting horses from other yards and improving them.
Yeah.
I've backed two in the race. I backed In Excelsis Deo of Harry Fry's. So I'd have preferred not to have the P next to his name.
Mm-hmm.
This was the Galway plate. He got hampered early on. His previous form, where he's won on this course, was very good at the end of last season. Only went up £3. He's on 1.43, so he's 10 stone 4, which is very nice. That's another second season chaser. And my other one's an older horse, but a more likely race one is Henry de Bromhead, Let's Go Champ.
Yeah.
Just failed to see out the Galway 2 miles 6. The ground had gone a bit soft as well. Goes on good ground. We know Henry brings over horses here regularly for handicaps. He's had a break after Galway, 14, 15 weeks.
Yeah.
And I don't think he'd be sending him. There's another 2 mile 5 race over the weekend in Ireland he could have gone for.
Yeah.
And I think it's significant. Mikey O'Connor rides, claiming 3, 1.38, 10 stone 2. It's, you know, I just think he's there.
I like that.
He's there, yeah.
I like that a lot.
And the race isn't as good as it has been in the past. A lot of the horses in this, I thought it was interesting, Jonathan Burke, who, you know, has been riding GA Law when it won its races, he's now on one of Gavin Cromwell's.
Yeah.
Heart of Dark, first time up. I didn't, Janadil for me, no thanks, 10-year-old.
No.
We've all been caught, it's been beaten in lower grade races. It's going to be a lot of pace on in this.
Yeah.
Editor DeGite, although he's not the horse he used to be, goes from the front.
He goes out the front, yeah.
Straw Fran Jack will go from the front. Janadil has made the running. And what was the other one? Ginny's Destiny, of course, has gone from the front. So there'll be plenty of pace on. So I could see a low-weighted hold-up horse winning.
Yeah. And that's usually the way the races ran, bar last year with Stage Star running from the front.
Yeah.
But certainly GA Law 2 years ago.
Out with the washing and then...
Yeah, absolutely. I watched a video on YouTube yesterday, actually. It was the... it was like a top 10 Paddy Power Gold Cup moments kind of thing. And it's all these winners coming through. And they all look absolutely legless jumping the last. All of them. You remember Stage Star last year, mistake and stayed on. Somehow Harry Cobden stayed on. I have no idea how. And it wasn't just that race. It seemed to be a theme with a lot of them. So I'm kind of siding with one that have a history of jumping well as well, under pressure.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure, for me personally, I'm not sure I can have In Excelsis Deo just for how poorly he jumped last time.
Okay. He was hampered at the third at Galway. So I think you've got to allow him that.
Mm-hmm.
But Ginny Star, is Cobden riding?
Ginny's Destiny at Cobden, yeah.
I thought he was injured.
Well, he is injured. Whether he's back or not, I don't know.
Okay. It's a tricky race. By the end of the season, Ginny's Destiny 1.55. We could all be scratching our heads how he got in off that.
Yeah.
You know, out of the front three, he'd be certainly in front of GA Law and Imagine.
Yeah.
Not Il Redotto under any circumstances for me, but I know you like it. And like I say, I've done a couple of the low weights, the hold-ups, In Excelsis Deo and Let's Go Champ.
Yeah. I think if Harry Cobden is still injured, I think Keelan Woods has been taking most of his rides from what I've seen. And he's not currently...
Would Freddie take three off?
Would Freddie go on Ginny's Destiny?
Freddie on Ginny's Destiny.
Potentially. Maybe.
Yeah.
It's interesting. I suppose...
Is the other Ben Bromley might ride Il Redotto in that case? Taking three off or five, would it be? Riding for his own stable?
Potentially.
He's joined Nichols, so...
Yeah, potentially. We'll see. It all depends if he's back or not, I suppose.
We'll know on Friday, won't we?
We will. We certainly will. So a few there to have a little look at if you're having a punt on the Paddy Power Gold Cup, the feature race for the Saturday. plenty of chances, wide open race, I think. Anything can happen. Let's move on to one of my favourite races of the whole meeting, which is the Mayor's Bumper on Saturday. I've got a few things to say about this one. I listened to a interview with Fergal O'Brien, who currently has three in this. The two I have noted that I believe will be his two that end up running, I don't think the other one will run, is Shogal and Strong Run, both of which finished second in their last time out in their bumpers. Shogal finished second, but probably a lot of people are saying, including Fergal, probably would have won if he had been given a more positive ride and was just left with too much to do. But Fergal says that's just how they ride their horses, and it can be quite painful for punters to watch. They like leaving them out the back.
We can all remember Brennan riding these bumper horses in the gloom at Cheltenham. All, as you say, all held up.
Yeah.
Paddy used to come around the home bend and stick like glue to the inside rail. And I'm guessing that's what...
He said that's how they learn the most about their horses.
Being held up.
Okay. That's just the way they like to ride them.
And, yeah.
But I'm taking nothing away from Shogal. I think he's going to be a very good... she's going to be a very good horse. The other one, Strong Run, also finished second, but it was behind another Fergal horse in Dream Shadow, who was rode by Johnny Burke. Liam Harrison was on Strong Run last time out. Strong Run stayed on very well, finished second. Fergal has said, though, that Dream Shadow is not going to be running, even though he was declared in this race. He won't be running because the ground isn't soft enough for her. So I'm going to give the nod to Strong Run because I think Dream Shadow looked like a very good thing in that bumper at Uttoxeter. So Strong Run is my pick for this race.
Okay. Interestingly, Shigal won its point and Jasmine Dairy was second in the point.
Yeah.
Ben Sutton's riding that. He rides all the horses owned by his dad. That's... Harry Dereham as well.
Yep.
There's an interesting Irish horse as well, C.O. Lynn. Not in that its form's anything to write home about, but Paddy Toomey, notorious really for his flat horses. Very unusual for him to have a bumper horse and, of course, a flat rider riding it, Billy Lees.
Yep.
Flat jockey in Ireland coming over to ride in the bumper. So that struck with me a bit.
By order of St. George?
Order of St. George, up-and-coming sire, absolutely. The other one I was taken a bit by was St. Irene of Ben Brookhouse.
That was a good run last time out.
He won easy, and he could have won by further.
Yeah.
But what he beat...
What did he
I
beat?
I think you could... buy off a stall. I don't think.
Yeah,
I don't think that was a strong race, but he could do no more than win, and he was relatively short in the betting for it. Maybe 6-1, I think 7-1. That's not as strong a race as it's normally been. Obviously, the eyes are drawn to Willie Mullins,
Corinthia.
Won
did
at
win
Limerick
this race last time
and Wexford.
Yeah.
Now, two ways to look at it for me. His best horses won't be running at Wexford and Limerick.
Yep.
They were both really weak in the betting when they both won. Both 9-4. When he won both, they were both 9-4, yeah.
Yep. Which is not usually the case for a Mullins bumper horse that you normally get silly odds on.
No, that's right. But they were both on good ground. So... Jukebox Jury, King's Theatre, you know, fastest ground will suit. I don't know. This could be win or nowhere, I think.
Yeah, he did win this race last year with Baby Kate.
He did. Another horse with not the greatest profile, fair to say.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you've got to respect it. Obviously, it's not a yard I like backing, but it's... No.
And Patrick's over here.
Patrick is over here, yeah.
I think it's... Is that his only ride? It might be.
I think he's... Unless he's going to ride in the paddy bow. No, I think he's riding in the cross country.
Okay.
Following day, is it? Is that Saturday or Friday?
Friday.
I think he's riding one in there.
Okay. Well, got to be respected. The other one I do want to mention is a yard that has been banging in bumper winners all season so far, which is Settle Down Jill for the Skeltons. This horse won a 3 mile point to point in heavy. Sire is Affinsey, who was by See the Star, so breeding says she's pretty good. Hasn't run in a bumper yet, so this is a first time out for her. Interesting runner. I wouldn't be surprised. I think the market will probably tell you if this has a chance or not.
The last few years we've been there, the market has spoke strongly for this race.
Yeah.
Queen's Gamble, I think.
Went our favourite, didn't it?
The 9-4-ish. One friend of ours put us on to.
Yep.
And that hosed up. That was shortish that day, yeah. It's a race where money does seem to talk, yeah.
Baby K went our favourite too.
In the end, that's right, yeah. Having been 4 or 5 to 1 in the morning.
Yeah, went off twos, yeah. 9-4, something like that. It's a great race, almost a saver for the day if you've done your brains on big field handicaps like a pair of Muppets, as we all are. So there we go. That's the Saturday completed. Moving on to the Sunday. This is your little segment. So we're off to Fontwell for the Southern National, which is the Weekend Special, we call it.
We don't. It's been called a few things, I will say. This is a race I like, I really do. I've had a bit of success in this race, so that's probably why I like it.
Was this the Slipway race?
It was Slipway, yeah. Ben and Corley. Funnily enough, he's running again at Cheltenham when we're there.
He is.
Yeah.
He's running in the cross country. Yeah, on the Friday.
So, I fancy this, I really do. This is a horse of the Bowens called Roll With It.
Okay.
Been running around during the summer. There was 17 declared for this, and I think it's maximum 14 or 12 in a chase at Fontwell, so he did well to get in. And it's quite a compact handicap. Although he's number 10 on the race card, he's 11 stone 4.
Yes.
So Roll With It, to me, and I think the breeding Solokoff would suggest it, the further he goes, the better he's going to be. He's been staying on 3 mile 2. He'll go on good ground. It's a weak race. It really is a weak race. The one horse is Unanswered Prayers,
yep,
who's not been in form.
No.
Scorpion King was one that interested me. May not... actually, there's 18 declared still, so it might be bigger than that. 19 declared. I didn't think they could have that many. But the overnights will come out tomorrow, won't they?
Yeah, tomorrow. Yeah, so that's true, yeah. For Saturday.
The top weight is Jubilee Express, 12 stone 1. Stays all day. Would prefer soft ground. So this is the same trainer, Jubilee Express, that won the Badger Beer last week.
Yep.
Walters Plant Hire, blue and white colours, Callum Pritchard riding for Sam Thomas, 12 stone 1. Whilst that was a great performance, and I could see this horse running well, but 12 stone 1. Fontwell's a hard track to carry weight in handicaps as opposed to penalties in novice races.
Yeah.
So that wouldn't be for me, certainly. River Tyne has been running in class fives. Musical Slaves, now 11, has been bumped up £5 for winning his last run.
Yeah.
Stays well, JP. Paul Nichols, Take Your Time, doesn't look as though it's going to run. Not jocked up. Almazar Guard's been beat a lot lower than this. Scorpion King has a chance, but it's not guaranteed to get home. Yeah, so my fancies roll with it of the Bowens by a horse called Solokov, who was a flat horse trained by Aidan O'Brien, a miler, who then went to Michael Jarvis in England and only had one run, retired to stud. And his progeny have all got better as they've gone further. Staying horses like Shiskin, Don Cossack, Bob Ollinger, Hidden Valley Lake, Del Arca of the Pipes, that was a strong stayer. Am I Right of De Bromheads, which has improved. Tullybeg of Gordon Elliott's, Etalon of, is it Great Trex, won the 3 mile two race at Newbury, staying on strongly. Horse called Porticello as well was a strong stayer. So there's plenty of stamina in that pedigree.
Mm.
And the further this guy goes, the better he is. Another thing is the way the race is going to be run. Loads of front runners. This will be ridden cold, out the back, as he is in all his races. Interestingly, it's owned by two members of the Brace family from Wales. David trains in his own right. Two ladies from the Brace family, Sean Bowen and James, might be at the bigger meetings, and I wonder whether Connor Brace might ride.
Yeah.
For the family, obviously there'd be a bonus, extra £3 off, but 14-1, way overpriced for me.
I think you found one here.
Maybe.
I love the point about the breeding, the horses that Sholokhov's produced doing better over further.
Mm.
I mean, Shishkin, Bob Ollinger are two perfect examples of that, aren't they?
His running style has suggested extreme distances would suit as well.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm quite hopeful of that. He hasn't been jocked up yet, but I wonder whether that was because they don't know if either of the boys can ride it.
Yeah.
You know, depending on where they're put at Cheltenham. I suppose there's big fields at Cheltenham on Sunday.
Yeah.
So
probably have a look.
He stayed on Weatherby, behind It So Fury, Never Nearer. James rode it that day.
Trying to see if
went third after two out, kept on well running. And this is, it's just a litany of all his form. Warwick the same, roll with it. Behind G.A. Henty of the Skeltons, which was a well-handicapped horse.
Yeah.
Stayed on, no chance with winner, went second at the last. For the world, this looks like a horse, 3 mile 4, 3 mile 5. Right up his street, sir.
I think that could be, I don't want to say the saver, because hopefully we're all going to be ahead by then, but
it could well be. The icing on the cake.
The icing on the cake, there you go.
Yeah.
Love it. That is your weekend of Folk Special in a race that he has incredible form with. That's the Southern
Modesty
National.
Modesty permits me not to say that, but I take your point.
Yes, absolutely. Well, okay, moving into the final feature race then for the Sunday, which is the Unibet Greatwood Hurdle. I've been listening to a lot of stuff, folks. I've been listening to a lot of stuff, and a lot of people are saying Dysart Enos cannot be beat off a mark of 131.
Undoubtedly, well handicapped.
Yes.
Issue for me,
yeah, go on,
is his jumping.
I would agree with that.
Chronic.
Yeah.
A couple of times last year. Scrambled home at Huntingdon, where kicked every jump out of the ground. Scrambled home at 8-1 on an air.
Yep.
Could easily win, obviously. Could absolutely easily win. Burdett Road would be the other one. An ex-flat horse as opposed to a bumper horse.
Mm-hmm.
Has been running in good races on the flat, ran behind, got beat 8.5 lengths by Kiprios. That form can't be taken literally because you need to see what was fourth and fifth because he was sixth.
Yeah.
But undoubtedly, well handicapped as well. Dangerous trainer, James Owen. Will get the ground. And I know a friend of mine's backed him to win a few quid and he's praying that he's ridden prominently.
Yeah.
Rather than out the back.
Which historically has been out the back. At least, well, I remember
over hurdles he has on the flat. He's been prominent.
Yeah,
and I know, like I said, my friend's praying that he's ridden more prominently on Sunday. Outside of those two, I've backed the Skeltons, another one.
Be aware.
Excellent record in the race. Produced West Cork after 600 days off to win.
Yep. A
few years ago. This ran at Sandown and should have won towards the back end of last year in a novice handicap. And interestingly, not run since during the summer, even on faster ground. And this strikes me as something they've been waiting for.
Yeah.
Kicked the ground out the last at Sandown, would have won else in a big field. The hurly-burly of it won't worry him. And I think this might be have been let in a bit lightly. And this just strikes me as a bit of a plan from the Skeltons, I think.
Skeltons love a big handicap.
They do. This is 12-1 at the moment. I could see this being
shorter.
Half that.
Yeah.
On the day.
Yeah, be aware, did also finish behind Kamzanas, who won a few weeks ago.
Did.
Of a lovely drift at 8-1. I remember I was on
it
like
3-3, I think.
5-2.
I think 1-3-3 that was off. This is 1-5, 1-3-1 now. So
the point I've got about Dysart Enos, yes, he beat Golden Ace in a bumper 9 lengths, and Golden Ace has gone on to beat Brighter Days Ahead.
Golden Ace has approved
in the mare's not
hurdle. £30 since.
Sure. But I don't think that was his bumper form. I don't think over hurdles he's done anything to warrant a mark more than 131.
Correct.
At the moment.
Spot on.
And at 3-1, I don't think so. Not in this race. Which leads me on to another stat of the day. 0 of the last 12 favourites have won this race.
Really?
0 of the last 12 favourites have won this race.
This is another race I've been lucky in. When we've been at 12, I bet Nishka, 25s, had a Rambe, 16s. I was on the 2-1 favourite 2 years ago, and it drifted out to 16s, one of Emmett Mullins.
Oh, yeah.
So we don't want to talk about that. And then pulled up after 2.
That's not the one that ran out, was it?
No, different. Same owner, Paul Byrne, same owner, but a different...
What was that horse?
He went off from the front. He's backed into 2-1 on the day.
Yes,
and
unbelievable.
And then by the time it was off, it's 16s. Played around at the start.
Yeah.
Jumped 2 hurdles and pulled up. So
yeah, that was not the finest.
Not the finest.
The one I like your Be Aware. I'm on that. I am on that strong as well. The other one I think is worth mentioning is Emmett Mullins, funnily enough, which is Jacobet Cavan. Previously trained by Paul Hennessy when he was hurdling, finished twice behind Lossy Mouth, albeit a long way behind Lossy Mouth, 19 and 24 lengths. Changed to Emmett Mullins and has ran on the flat twice since, once behind Busselton in a handicap, finishing second. Good race, first time out for Emmett Mullins. And then he ran in the Cesarevich, albeit a very scrappy Cesarevich, as we all know. He finished ninth in that. I don't think that's too... That one isn't too much to look into, I don't think, just the way that race was ran. But he's back over hurdles now, first time for Emmett Mullins. And I just think he loves a plot, doesn't he? And I think off a mark of 1-2-6...
Yeah. We know how shrewd he is as well.
Yeah.
Emmett Mullins, so yeah, I agree. I think
he's either there or he's nowhere, but I think...
That's a dangerous horse to me, I think. If there was money for that, you'd have to...
Yeah. He went off favourite in the Cesarevich. 5-1.
That's right. Yeah, he did, yeah.
So money comes for these horses late for Emmett. So I'm on that and I'm on Be Aware. They're my two kind of each-way chances. Don't want to touch the favourite. I don't think Burdett Road can jump like Dysart Enos can jump either. I don't like both of those. So they're the two for me in the Greatwood Hurdle on the Sunday.
This is my third go at this because I'd backed... Birdie or Bust of McManus's.
Yeah. He's
been took out. I think it's running in Ireland.
Yeah.
Horse that I thought was well handicapped. And then really sort of grouchy about Teller, the name being pulled out.
Yeah.
Of John Joe's. That's now, I think, being rerouted to run against Constitution Hill.
Wow.
So it'd be sad to see that ruin his 1-3-5 mark against Constitution Hill.
Yeah.
You know, if there's a big handicap at his mercy.
Yeah.
Can I just mention one more for Saturday?
Yeah, have you got one you fancy?
I have.
I
have
one to avoid.
No, well, one that I have backed is a horse called Thanks for Help. Thanks for Helping, I think it might be called. Thanks for the Help. Thanks for the Help of JP's. It's in the 3 mile handicap hurdle. This is a massive grey horse. JP owned, David Pike trained, and
Good
probably
form,
about this time last year, he won at Chepstow, absolutely pulling a cart off 118, won by 8 or 9, and could have been treble that.
Yeah,
went off then favourite for the Potemps after the ground had gone against him. Went off 130 for the Potemps in his next race. They put him up £15 for winning that romp at Chepstow.
Yeah.
Gradually, he's come back to a bit of form. He finished 12th that day, and he was only beaten 8 lengths by Good Time Johnny.
Yep.
In the Potemps. He then was out the... He won at Southall, 5-4 favourite, won easy again, Jack Tudor. Then he pulled up behind Willesden. So he then had a little run around Chepstow the other week, didn't try an inch. He's been took out twice on heavy ground as well, so I'm assuming that the good ground will suit him. He's back down to 117. And if you can recall this a year ago, 117, 117 he's rated now. He's actually a pound lower than his win at Chepstow.
At Chepstow, yeah.
So he's around 10-1. He's something that he's another one I could see go off shorter on the day, bearing in mind it's JP.
Yeah, and he had a prep in the December for that February race that he won at Chepstow.
Correct.
And he's already had a run this year. Correct. In October.
Had a little run round, beaten 25 lengths, not trying.
Yeah, absolutely. So that could be one. JP, no stranger to handicaps either.
No, his prep was Utoxa, I think, behind Pretending, I think.
Yep. Yeah. Utoxa behind Pretending, yeah. Jack Tudor in the saddle.
On good to soft ground, of course.
Yeah.
He'd be a chance for me Saturday.
Yeah.
But my favourite thing is the one on Sunday, definitely.
Yeah, for the Southern National. One to avoid? I've got one to avoid. Don't know if he'll run yet. Load of Sud of the Skeletons.
Right.
I'm not sure if he will run due to the ground, but if he does run, he can't win on good ground.
Okay.
He needs soft, he needs heavy.
Okay. If I had to pick one, I think at a price to avoid, it would be Jonbon.
Yeah.
Not because he can't win.
Oh, here we go.
Not because he can't win, but I think this is Edward Stone's Champions League final, where it's a pre-season friendly for
Jonbon. Yeah, I would agree with that. Lotus said running 145 at Cheltenham on the Saturday. Currently 11-8 favourite. Look away, second favourite, 3-1, who is where I'm going to side, I believe, in this race. That's my horse to avoid. My horse to back, I'm going to say Strong Run in the Mayor's Bumper on the Saturday. I'm very bullish on this horse.
Okay.
I think... The way that race was ran, it almost looked to me as if Strong Run was the Fergal horse that was meant to win that race. And just because wasn't rode as prominently as the other Fergal horse, which was Dream Shadow, I think Strong Run looked like she had the bigger engine. So I'm going to go Strong Run as my horse to back for the weekend. Interestingly... This is a race we all love. I know this is the final one we'll look at here. It's 12:35 on the Saturday, which is the JCB Triumph Trial Juvenile Hurdle. East India Dock is in this one. My Noble Lord, and also one that we will love and our group loves. The scriptwriter owners have a runner in this in Static for Ollie Murphy. Sean Bowen had booked to ride that, who finished a neck behind another James Owen horse, which was Liam Swagger, for the same ownership. Static went off 14-1 last time. Finished neck second to Liam Swagger, who went off 11-8 favourite. They love one in this, don't they? This juvenile hurdle.
They've had a few in that. You're right. scriptwriter, and that was Milton Harris, and he had one in the year before as well, when I forget one of my favourite now. He had one run well, I think 101, I think, was third the year before. But his licence obviously gone now to Anthony Charlton.
Yeah.
And yeah, he seems to have. I'm pleased with him because he's kept a lot of the owners as well.
Yeah. So. Yeah, there's no prices out yet for this race, so I'm going to wait until I see some of the prices, just see what the market is saying. East India Dock, we were there at Wincanton when that ran first time over hurdles.
Yeah.
It won. It was very short. I wouldn't say it won like its price suggested it should have won. Wasn't overly impressed with his jumping.
He won like what he is, which is a flat stayer.
Yeah.
As opposed to a flat 10 furlong horse. He got it done.
Yeah.
But at no stage were you comfortable.
No.
Certainly
no.
Turning in, the other one come upside it and you thought it had won. Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
But Cheltenham might suit it better than Wincanton, much stiffer track, uphill finish. Wincanton's a sort of greyhound track, suited all the speed horses that day, didn't it?
Yeah, so. I would agree a lot. A lot were just leading from the front and couldn't get caught. Well, that's it. That's our kind of preview to six of the main races over the weekend. Our final little thing that we do here on the betting ring is our £10 both teams to score fourfold. So we will be putting £10 on a fourfold. We'll pick four games over the weekend, both teams to score. You can probably normally get odds between anywhere from maybe sevens to 11s, depending on the prices. My selections for this, we will keep a track of this throughout the year. So my two game selections for this weekend, as we have Nations League, I'm going Turkey versus Wales. Turkey, obviously, big favourites, but Wales like a goal. I can see those both scoring. And also Italy-France, just a big game. Good price as well, 5-6, I think, is a decent price for those both teams to score. So they're the two I'm doing.
Two for me, MK Dons v Cheltenham, the two best teams for both score no draw in the country.
League Two?
League Two.
Yep.
And League One, Bristol Rovers, home to Crawley. Neither defences can keep a clean sheet. A 3-2 either way wouldn't surprise me. Yep. MK Dons 3-2 either way wouldn't surprise me. Maybe four.
Yeah,
four doubles, maybe. 3-2 either way.
Yeah.
Over three goals as well would be me. That's a favourite bet of mine. But Cheltenham and MK Dons are great teams for both
goals.
Score.
Yeah.
Yeah, both score, no draw. I think the next episode we do, maybe we can include an anti-post horse.
For Cheltenham.
Flat or jumps or Aintree Cheltenham.
For sure.
The King George.
Yeah,
that could be another thing we could add to the end of the show. But I've really enjoyed it. It's been great fun for the last 45 minutes, and
hope everyone at home has enjoyed.
Absolutely,
and made you think a little bit about your selections going into the weekend. 17-2, by the way, that fourfold.
Excellent.
So that's 95 with the tenner back. So hopefully we'll get off to a good start. Folks, thanks for your time.
No, and you, Jordan, thanks for arranging and.
We'll get some more guests on soon. I know our friend Marty, who is best mates with Willie Mullins, essentially. He is keen to get on next episode. So we'll probably get him in and see what drivel he's got to talk about.
Brilliant.
But thanks for watching, everybody. Thanks for listening. And have a good weekend punting.
See you next time.